All right, next up we've got Jealous Brother with A Backpack and Two Sandwiches. The music for this song is quite appropriate for that traditional old-timey country genre I think they're going for. Like, I hear a banjo, a washboard, a pedal steel, acoustic guitars, which sounds really good on the acoustic guitar solos. There's a tambourine. And I feel like all the instruments, they sound like they're expertly played. The musicianship on this song, I feel like, is top-notch. Having said that, this song doesn't say a lot. It's just a bunch of things that happened. You know, they ate sandwiches on a train. They met up at an old hotel. They talked about people they knew. They went to see Neil Young. And then they sang the phrase shithole repeatedly for some reason. And then they again referenced Neil Young and then school shootings. I mean, I understand the reference to the Kent State shootings from that famous Neil Young song, but I feel like the lyrics, like, they're all over the place. So my suggestion would be to try to twist these events into some kind of narrative arc, or maybe use some more poetic language to...
I think you might have missed this one. It's a little vague and a little cryptic, but if I understand what's going on right, he's meeting old friends from high school to go see Neil Young.
Okay. Oh, maybe. Okay. That makes sense.
At least that's how I interpreted it.
Okay. So there is a narrative.
It's definitely a show, don't tell, in such a way that I didn't get it on the first few listens, but I was like, okay, what's really going on here? And then I started connecting the dots on what everything, and I think the names he drops of the people who went to high school with him are the people who he's seen.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
The people who he's meeting up with at the bar, and he says, he's meeting up with a stranger, but is this person really a stranger or just someone who's become a stranger through the course of his life? Maybe I'm giving him too much credit here, but this is kind of where I'm coming from with it.
Yeah, I like that a lot better. Well, let me strike that criticism from the record. Although I will say, if you're going to use the word shithole in a song, maybe just once.
Maybe once is enough. So yeah, I really enjoy the way the story is exposed once I get through the subsequent listens. It does get pretty dark with the reference to the school shootings, and I have to wonder if there's some personal connection to that, where maybe, I don't want to assume, but maybe Jealous Brothers singer or lyricist went to a school that later had a shooting. I don't know, because there's not a lot of song bio here to go off of. If I haven't made it clear, I like song bios. There are a couple of brief moments for me musically where there's some strumming behind the nut that I feel like is too loud and too long. There's a slide whistle right after that that I feel is less of a problem, but still bothers me, especially right after the strumming behind the nut. And the shithole thing, yeah. I think one of you once said in a podcast, you get either one F-bomb or a million, and I feel like two is the wrong number. I have to agree with that and also feel that it's wrong for a shithole.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to be a little skeptical of the thought that maybe these lyrics make any sense at all, because I really got the same sort of impression as Chumpy, and just taking another look at the lyrics, it's... If these are all people that he went to high school with, then he's purposefully hiding that information, you know. And the only time that the note about school comes up is at the very end of the song. So if it's purposefully obtuse and he just thinks that people are going to get it because they've followed the song so very closely and carefully, or they're going to listen to it over and over and over like we did, then...
Or maybe they're not supposed to get it. Who knows? Yeah. But either way, I can't blame you for calling it obtuse, because it took me a while.
I do think it's a pretty good vocal performance. The lyrics themselves are interesting, even if they are obtuse. And just the way that they're put together with all those slant rhymes. At the beginning, I thought that they were... I mean, some of those slant rhymes are so bad that I thought that he was just trying not to rhyme at all, which I think is a bold sort of a choice, but I think he ended up just trying to make them into slant rhymes. The cadence is often really awkward, and... Again, the subject matter I thought is sort of stream of consciousness and unfocused. Like, he's alone and then he's with various people, but you can't quite figure out who he's talking about, if it's Grace or Peter or John or Lou or just some random unnamed folks that he met. You know, there's a bit of a blind man's penis vibe to the lyrics. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't think anybody knows what you're talking about, Ryan.
What the fuck is a blind man's penis?
You could probably find it on Wikipedia. It's too
much. I don't want to.
Yeah, you know, I'm not going to ask you to Google search it. I'm just saying Wikipedia probably has it. It's a part of sort of music history and music production history.
It's a terrible song.
It's a terrible song, but it's more kind of like...
Oh, it's a song?
Yes.
It's a song? Let me write a song. Oh, my God.
I got high last night on LSD. My mind was beautiful. Dive was free. Warts love my nipples because they are pink. Vomit on me, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blind man's penis is a wreck because he is blind. It's a wreck because he is blind.
It's just sort of a stream of consciousness. But anyhow, it's fine. Nobody has to explain themselves, but I do feel a little unmoored during this song, and not in a good way. I thought the bridge at the end was a nice change up to an otherwise extremely typical an uninteresting chord progression, though. So, like, even if we didn't like the shithole part, at least it was a change to the tune. But all in all, I mean, that doesn't redeem it for me. This is just sort of its own kind of country thing. I didn't find it very interesting.